Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode. And it isn't often that I get a chance to play twice on the weekend. It's Sunday morning, it's damp, it's drizzly, it's been extremely foggy in Cork, and I'm heading down to Fodder Island Golf Course to play in a competition. So once again, I'm not doing any practice. It's playing competitions, playing this, playing that. And I wish I could be like Dan McLaughlin. Dan McLaughlin is to be found on the internet under the heading The Dan Plan. So that's fairly easy to Google and find him. And there you will find a guy who practices and who's out there practicing probably as we speak, although it's probably midnight in Georgia right now. So I don't think in the United States he's practicing right now. But he has, after all, removed himself to some golf club in Georgia for it to be his winter headquarters. And I'm hoping to get him over here to Ireland so that he can teach me how to practice. Although he's got enough on his plate. He is trying to get on the International Pro Tour or the US Pro Tour by practicing for 10,000 hours. And that's a story I've talked about before. And I just say it because, Dan, if you're listening, look, I did actually practice your routine, the one on the putting green yesterday, where you hit a ball, not at a hole, but you hit a ball away from you, and you then proceed to hit other balls after it, trying to hit the ball that you hit away. So anyway, there we are, heading down to Fodder Island, and you know, once again, I'm hoping that I will take off and go on fire. In fact, I think I'd probably be a better golfer if I stopped trying to be a better golfer. If I gave up the effort to be better, I might actually be better. Now, this is about mindfulness, or what the title I prefer to this would be, heartfulness. And it's an approach which I haven't invented. I'm borrowing it, if you like. I'm putting on the overcoat. But it basically says that, you know, the harder you try to achieve something, the more obstacles you put in your own way to achieving it. And that if I went down here to photo, translating it into golf terms, without any wish to score 40 points, without any wish to even play to my handicap, but instead focused on each individual shot, enjoying it, loving it, enjoying the journey to the strike. Oh, I see the police here in front of me. Oh my goodness, they have stopped. There's been a car crash on the road. A car has been smashed in the front, and there is even a truck there. It doesn't look as if anyone has been hurt, thank goodness. Okay, back on the road to Waterford. Okay, look, enough said about mindfulness, but I do, I'd like to have further thinking about whether my striving to be a better golfer is actually preventing me becoming a better golfer. Somehow or other, if I could marry that way of thinking with love of practice, and I mean love of practice, I would do better. I know the problem all golfers have, and the problem that you golfers who are listening to this have, and you know, if this does not fit you, I'll buy you a new wedge, right? Every day you go out on the golf course, you actually have swing thoughts, what they call. You have ideas in your head about what you must do. I must line up the right way. I must grip the club the right way. And even, they're bad enough, right? They're bad enough. Because you're immediately unnatural, right? But the other side to it is that you're saying, right, now, as I take the club back, I must remember that the top of the backswing, it's meant to feel like this. So you're actually giving yourself advice about what the swing should feel like in the middle of the swing. So instead of simply aiming at something and, you know, letting the ball go at something via a hit with a golf club, you've actually got some mental contortions. And of course, then when that particular swing doesn't work out perfect, and even if it does work out perfect, you have further swing thoughts on the next shot, which is either, how do I reproduce that perfect shot I did last time? you know. In the middle of trying to hit the ball, you're thinking about the shot you hit last time. Or you're saying, how do I rectify that disaster I had last time? Now, by the way, once again, yesterday in Fota, I began disastrously. In fact, that seems to be my calling card. I got no points on the first hole, and I was playing with three people I'd never played with before, and I must tell you that when I topped three balls in a row, I said to myself, oh my goodness, I'm going to hold these people up as we go around, and two of them have already told me that they can only play 14 holes because Ireland are playing Italy in a rugby match and they want to get into the clubhouse or get home, I couldn't remember which at the time, in order to see it. So I only had one person playing with me who was going to play the whole 18. So anyway, enough said, I see rain. I see rain on the horizon, and you know, I'm as soft as anybody else. I am not, you know, but I'm going to say one thing. Today, I love rain. The heavier it pours, the better it will be. Rain is, I was made to play in rain, and there we are. They're the kind of messages I'm giving myself this morning. This is a diary of a mediocre golfer, which will run and run. And in fact, I'm never going to finish this diary until I go beyond being a mediocre golfer. And you know already how long it's going to take me to get out of the category of mediocre golfer. Bye-bye.